This is Relevant in Rome, a weekly podcast from the Vatican with Relevant Radio Rome correspondent Ashley Nerona. Now, here's the latest on Pope Francis and all that's happened in Rome this week.
Ashley, we always talk about the Holy Father's Wednesday audience. What was the main message of Pope Francis at the Wednesday audience this morning?
Well, today he continued this discussion on apostolic zeal, and he was speaking specifically about the model of a woman of our modern times, a 20th century French social worker. She was a writer, she was a mystic, and for over three decades, she lived and prayed and worked amongst the poor, especially in the peripheries of Paris. So this is Madeleine de Brel, and she is now a servant of God. And Pope Francis said that her life really epitomizes apostolic zeal. And he called on all of the faithful today to find, to determine how in their own lives they can imitate the way that Madeleine shared the joy of the faith with others, with those around her. She has an interesting story. She was agnostic in her youth, but she kept noting that she had this inner thirst for more. And so she set out in search of God. And it was really through the witness of her friends that she encountered Christ, which is a reminder to all of us to constantly be aware of the opportunity to share Christ with others in the simple things we do, the words that we use, and the way that we witness friendship. And through that, she came to understand that that emptiness that she had in her heart, the anguish that she was feeling, was actually God seeking her. And so after her conversion to the Catholic faith, she chose to live a life devoted to God. And Pope Francis pointed out that she had a very deep joy of faith. And she managed in her life to share that joy, especially in friendship, with people on the streets. She was very moved by the plight of the poor, and especially those struggling to find meaning in life. And so that's who she especially ministered to. And today, Pope Francis mentioned how she also spoke about Jesus in a beautiful poetic way, especially in her writings. And he quoted a line that she had written, and I'll share it with you. She wrote, "To be with you on your way, we must go, even when our laziness begs us to stay." So these cute little rhyming words, "To be with you on your way, we must go, even when our laziness begs us to stay." And with that, Pope Francis also said that everyone has a baptismal call. He said that this is a call to all of us to share the gospel, to grow in faithfulness, especially faithfulness to love God and to love our brothers and sisters. And he said that Servant of God Madeleine de Brel offers this example of how to embrace that baptismal call and to constantly share the joy of the gospel in the way that we live our lives.
Beautiful message.
And then, John, finally, yes, please.
No, I started to say, Pope Francis always seems to bring to our attention saints that may not be that well known, mm-hmm. that lived heroic lives of virtue.
Yes, exactly. It's been very interesting over these past weeks to get a closer look at the lives of, as you said, John, some saints we may not know. And I always enjoy making new saint friends. And in fact, just on All Saints Day, my husband John and I have the tradition of choosing a new saint of the year. So we love doing that and getting to know some wonderful, wonderful new friends, holy friends each year.
Meanwhile, there's a story about a critically ill baby, Indy, that was actually allowed to move to Rome. What is the latest there?
Yes, this little baby, Indy, she has not been allowed to receive medical treatment in the UK, but instead Italy has granted her Italian citizenship, and she will be allowed to come to Rome, to actually the Vatican's hospital here, Bambino Gesù, and to receive her treatment here. So what happened was that a high court judge in London ruled that this little eight-month-old baby, she could not be moved. But then, of course, because of the citizenship, it overrode that. Now, she has a rare mitochondrial disease. And so what the National Health Service of England said was that It was because it was incurable, that this was preventing the body from producing energy, that there was no reason, it was futile to give her any kind of treatment. So her parents lost a number of medical battles there, but then this has really given them hope. So our Prime Minister, Giorgia Meloni, said that although she knows there isn't a lot of hope for little Indy to live, our Prime Minister said that until the end, she will do whatever she can to defend the life of this baby and to defend her mother and father's right to do everything that they can for her. And the baby's father, Dean Gregory, said that in Italy, he has found hope and trust in humanity, and he's proud that his daughter has become a little Italian, John.
Beautiful story. Less than a minute to go. Tomorrow's a big day for San Giovanni Laterano, the Cathedral of Rome, the Lateran Basilica, celebrating 1,700 years.
Yes, exactly. It's 1,700th year anniversary. Tomorrow we'll begin with a special solemn mass there, but then it'll kick off a whole year of events that will focus, that will happen right there inside the basilica. This is the oldest, the highest ranking of the four major basilicas in Rome, and it has the title, the Arch Basilica. It's the ecumenical mother church of the Catholic faithful. We call it the Mater and Caput, the mother and head of all the churches in Rome, and it's the Cathedral of Rome because it houses the cathedra of the Roman bishop, so it's the ecclesiastical seat. So it's a very important church, and if you're coming to Rome, make sure to spend some time there and maybe even attend one of the wonderful concerts or masses going on in this next year.
Relevant in Rome is your weekly connection to the Vatican. Listen to live reports from Rome with Ashley Narona every Wednesday morning at 7:30 Eastern, 6:30 Central on Morning Air. And listen right here next week to Relevant in Rome for the latest on Pope Francis and news from the Vatican.